40 days in the Constitution that if President Traoré is leaning on what ECOWAS has said, that this needs to be extended to a full 12-month period so that elections can take place. And Senegal thinks that by having, because the Constitution is very unclear, it doesn't set anything up. It doesn't have any explanation for what happens in this particular kind of scenario. I think Traoré, by saying he wants to go along with what ECOWAS is saying and refusing what Senegal is insisting upon, is a tactical move on his part. It makes a whole lot of sense because otherwise his 40 days are up and he's no longer president. So he's trying to, I think, hold on to that position. Whether or not he gets people to rally behind him, I think the population is quite divided right now between pro-coup and anti-coup. How ECOWAS responds, I think this is the critical point, because by Traoré saying, no, we should have an extended period for an interim president, that gives ECOWAS, who's been insisting on constitutional rule, something to stand on. In other words, right now, the interim president is the legitimate leader of the country. Senegal does not technically have constitutional power, and so this positions Traoré along with ECOWAS, and then allows ECOWAS to perhaps, I suspect, lay in with sanctions, etc.